Chapter 16.
What in the bloody fuck?
Gergen growled, as he and Narkar watched the scene unfold.
You wanted to get more dragons.
You guys are fucked now.
I grinned as I returned my focus onto the two orc captains. The smile fell from Narkar's stocky face and quickly turned into a toothy snarl. Then he drew his cutlass from his belt, pointed it directly at Batari and me, and growled.
You might have more dragons, but we've still got the numbers. I'm gonna get the both of you and then put your bodies on the mast of that ship you stole from us. After I have my way with the women, of course.
Over my dead body, I growled, and drew my sea glass blade.
I think that's the point, Gergen cackled.
The sharp-faced orc pulled out two daggers from his bandolier, held them upside down, and crouched down into a rough fighting stance.
At least it looks like you know how to fight with a dagger. Karnog was like a toddler flailing around with a stick when it came to that shit.
Come down off that insect, pussy. I'll show you just what I can do.
Challenge accepted. I jumped down off the Mirak and held my sword at the ready.
Ben!
Batari gasped.
What are you doing? The rest of the orcs from the ship will be here soon.
All the more reason I need you to go back and warn the others, I declared, without taking my eyes off Narkar and Gergen. I'll be fine. Just hurry back with reinforcements as soon as you can.
That seems like a foolish idea,
the white-haired Chera woman warned.
I'm full of those. The land dragons are going to need a commander, and that's got to be you.
Fine. I'll be right back, Ben.
Batari frowned.
Yeah!
The Queen Mother clapped her heels into her Mirax thorax, and the creature took off in the direction of the orc archers. As I stared down the two orc captains and waited for them to make their move, I could see the onslaught of ugly green fuckers approaching from the water. There were hundreds of orcs on their way, and there was no way I was going to be able to fight them all off. All I could do was fight off the captains and hope the reinforcements arrived before all their grunts got here. Gergen lunged at me first. The squat, coat-wearing captain slashed his left dagger upward as he moved, and I only had an instant to jump to the side before it swished past my body. He attempted to stab me with his other blade as he reversed his momentum, but I was able to knock it away with my sea glass sword. I threw up my boot into Gergen's left side and sent him stumbling away just as Narkar joined the fray. My sea glass blade clashed with the iron of his weapon as we locked swords. Narkar used all his strength to give me a harsh shove, and I stumbled backward as he took a swipe at my stomach. I used my momentum to lurch backward, seconds before I was gutted. But I didn't even have a second to catch my breath before Gergen was on me. The fucker tried to bring both his daggers down onto my head with one fell swoop, so I threw up my left arm and caught his limbs before they skewered me. This fucker was strong, and a wave of pain shot through my forearm as I tried to hold back his assault. Before Gergen could respond, I thrust my sword forward and watched with smug satisfaction as it stabbed straight into his chest. Gergen let out a yowl of pain as he sprang backward and fumbled at his wound. Dark blood stained his coat as it poured down his chest and pooled around his feet, but the orc captain remained standing. I hadn't hit anything vital, but that didn't matter. My point had been made. I wasn't going to go down easily, even if it was 2-on-1. I only had a split second to respond to Narkar's sword, which came down on me from the left. I jumped out of its path as I slashed at the vested orc, but he was too quick. My sea glass blade narrowly missed the captain's left arm as he ducked to the right and then came back at me with an upward slash. I parried the attack, spun to the right, and lashed out wildly as I did so. And thank goodness I did, because Gergen was already back on the offensive. My sword sliced across the flesh of his chest deep enough to cut away his bandolier, and Gergen snarled as he briefly retreated. Then I turned my attention to Narkar, whose fist caught me square in the face as I turned around. The taste of metallic blood filled my mouth as my head was whipped to the left and stars flitted across my vision. But I knew I didn't have much time to recover. I quickly ducked down and then used every muscle in my legs to propel myself forward, and I slammed my shoulder into Nakar's chest as hard as I could. Both of us let out a grunt of frustration as we went to the ground. And I tossed my hand around the fucker's wrist to keep him from skewering me.
Unfortunately, he had the same idea.
Not bad, Dragon King,
Nakar snarled, as he tried to crush my wrist in his grasp.
But I'm not as stupid as you think I look.
Really? Because you look really fucking stupid. Nakar rolled to the left and released his grip on my wrist, so I used my momentum to tumble away and then back onto my feet. Gergen charged at me again, but this time I had at least a few seconds to catch my breath and reassess the situation. Off in the distance, I saw just how much the land dragons were decimating the orc forces. Arrows seemed to bounce off the majestic beasts as if their skin were made of stone, and the dragons snatched up the orcs in their jaws before crunching the life completely out of them. Meanwhile, the Chero women and all of my crewmates were locked in the heat of battle. Swords, axes, and clubs clashed as the orc archers tried to fend off the surprise onslaught, but they were now losing pretty handily. Yeah, the tides had turned. Of course, I wasn't going to actually live to see victory if the rest of the orc army closed the gap too quickly. They were now just about to the shore, and I wasn't exactly in a position to fight off an entire horde on my own. Maybe I could pull a Jack Sparrow and try to comedically outrun the green wave of muscle-bound idiots, but I had to deal with their captains first. This time, Gergen took a different approach for his attack. He pretended like he was going to take a slash at me, but instead he crouched down and tried to sweep my legs out from underneath my body. Luckily, I was too fast for the orc, and as I jumped up above his sweep, I threw up my boot and smashed it right into his pointed nose. There was a loud, wet crunch as his head jerked backward, while blood sprayed out of his nostrils, and Gergen fell back on his ass. Before I could finish him off, however, Narkar was back on his feet and coming right at me. I parried his first blow, knocked his sword off to the right, and then ducked out of the way of his fist. But Narkar used the opportunity to throw up his knee into my chin, and the world went white for a second as pain shot through my jaw. I blindly lashed out with my fist and slugged the fucker in the gut. As he doubled over in pain, I tried to finish him off with my sea glass sword, but Nakar was able to block my attack. Then I grabbed the orc captain by the back of his head and shoved it down as I brought my knee up into his face. Nakar growled in agony as he came up, threw his hands around his face, and held it in place.
Ah, my nose! You broke my fucking nose!
It wasn't doing you any favors the way it looked anyways, I retorted with a smug grin.
I'll fucking feast on your innards!
Nakar bellowed as he readied his sword once more. His bulbous nose was now completely crooked on his face, and dark blood oozed out of both nostrils. It mixed with the strange fluid that ran from his eyes as it trailed off his face, which was now painted red with wild rage.
You won't have to, Gergen cackled from somewhere behind me. We just stand back and let the rest of the boys rip him apart.
I found the courage to look away from my attackers for just a split second, and my heart fell into my stomach. The orc army was now on the shore, and they'd be upon me shortly.
Nah, Nakar snarled. I want to be the one to rip out his heart and feed it to him.
You talk a lot of shit for somebody who's getting their ass kicked. Then I charged at the sharp orc captain, and we locked blades once more. But this time Gergen wasn't going to wait his turn. The fucker lunged at me, and I only had a split second to break away from Nakar before the two deadly daggers swished past where I'd been standing. Funnily enough, it was the same for Nakar.
Watch it, you fucking idiot!
The first captain hissed as he jumped back.
You almost killed me!
Sorry, I was trying to get the Dragon King, I swear!
As much as I was amused by the banter of the two morons, I could still hear the charging orcs behind me. But then I heard another sound from above. A sound I was all too familiar with. One that instantly changed my dread and fear into excitement. The sound of beating dragon wings.
Somebody needed an assist?
Tyrion's adolescent voice declared, and then the shadow of the fire-breathing dragon appeared in the clouds above. Tyrion's figure appeared in the sky, with a dragonkin rider atop his silver body. Mira. Swaer's tiny form slithered through the sky beside my two crewmates, and I could see from all the way down here that he was ready for war. The little guy's whiskers were pulled back against his face as he moved with vigor and sucked in air, and his eyes were laser-focused on the crowd of incoming orcs. I watched with glee as Swa'er unleashed an attack on the army of orcs and sent several of them flying back into the water. The orcs screamed as their bodies were flung back, almost like they'd been standing at the epicenter of an explosion, and then disappeared beneath the briny waves. At the same time, Tyrion flew horizontally across the front line of the charging orcs and blasted white-hot fire down onto their position. Most of the bastards didn't even have time to scream before their bodies were incinerated by the flames. The orc army halted in place and began to panic as they were dive-bombed by literal death from above. "What was that you were saying?" I taunted the two orc captains. "About being outnumbered?"
"Now fuck you, Dragon King!"
Gergen screamed as he leapt toward me. I rolled out of the way of his attack and then threw up my sword just as Nakar's blade came down on me. Metal clanged against crystal as our weapons struck one another, but this time I wasn't going to let him get away. With my free hand, I reached down, pulled out my dagger, and stabbed it right up into Nakar's stomach. I then quickly dragged it in a downward motion to cut the fucker open like a roasted hog. The orc's eyes went wide as he gasped and jumped back, but the damage had been done. Blood poured from Nakar's fresh wound as he dropped his sword and fumbled at his abdomen. My dagger hadn't quite gutted the orc cleanly, though I could see bits of his intestines as they tried to force their way out into the air.
"Nakar!"
Gergen cried as he ran over to his comrade. Nakar just looked up at me wide-eyed and then collapsed onto his knees. The vested orc captain wobbled as his crewmate grabbed him by the shoulders and tried to hold him steady. But it was no use. Nakar was as good as dead, even if he didn't quite realize it yet. With one last gasp of breath, the orc captain raised his hand into the air and gave one final desperate command.
"Fire the cannons!"
Nakar gurgled, and then he collapsed onto the ground. He was dead.
"You bastard!"
Gergen growled as he sprang back to his feet. The orc captain let go of his crewmate's corpse, stood up, and tightened his grip on his dagger. Gergen then dug his feet into the ground and stared me down like a tiger stalking his prey. Before I knew it, I heard the sound of thundering footsteps across the plain. So I glanced over in the direction of the noise and couldn't help but smile when I saw what was happening. Most of the orc archers had fallen, and those who remained were now on the run. The mounted Chera women, my crewmates, and the land dragons chased the cowardly bastards down as they ran and picked them off one by one. "You might as well start retreating now," I warned Gergen. "Those dragons are going to completely fuck up your army."
"Oh, fuck you, Draco Rex,"
the stocky orc captain snarled, and then he made his move. Gergen's boots stomped across the ground as he ran at me, and I prepared to parry his attack. However, he had something completely different in mind. Instead of slashing, slicing, or stabbing, Gergen hauled back and threw his daggers at me. The sudden shift in his strategy threw me off guard, and I quickly tried to dodge to the right before I was skewered. I was able to get out of the way of the first dagger without fail, but there was a sharp pain in my left shoulder as the second blade sliced through my skin. My arm was on fire, and a bit of blood now trailed down my left side, but the damage wasn't that severe. More importantly, the fucker had just thrown away his only advantage over me.
"You are as dumb as you look."
Gergen, however, just smiled. Then the captain raised his hand up into the air, made a fist, and brought it down. From off on the water came the sound of cannon fire.
"Who's the one that's fucked now, Dragon King?" the orc snickered.
"Ah, shit." The cannonballs whistled through the air around me, and I had no doubt they were aimed straight at my charging crewmates.
"Incoming fire!"
I called out as I turned to my friends.
"Watch out for—"
One of the projectiles slammed into the ground beside me, and the shockwave sent me back on my ass with a spray of sand and debris. As I went down on the ground, Gergen made his move. The orc captain jumped on top of me, pinned down my dagger hand, and wrapped his other palm around my throat.
"Shake it, Night Dragon King,"
he cackled as he squeezed tightly. I gasped for breath as my vision began to go dark around the edges, and I struggled to break free of Gergen's grip. Bits of disgusting drool dribbled down between the orc's sharp grin as he choked me out, and I started to wonder if that was really going to be the last fucking thing I saw before I died. This guy was definitely stronger than me, so there was no way I was going to simply overpower him. However, I still had one thing to my advantage. He may have been stronger than me, but he was still way shorter. My legs were still completely free, mainly because he couldn't reach them at the same time as my neck. So in one final gasp of desperation, I bent my body at my core, curled my legs upward, and threw them around Gergen's armpits from below. Gergen's eyes went wide with surprise when I pulled my legs back down and took the green bastard with them. The motion forced Gergen down onto his back, and I quickly rolled up on top of him and took a stab at him with my sword. But the fucker slid away between my legs just as my sea glass stabbed into the spot where his head had been. Gergen's arms swept out my legs as he moved, and I fell flat on my face as he fled. I turned around to see the bastard running toward his fallen daggers, which he scooped up as he turned to face me. Then I noticed another thing just off to my right. Gergen's bandolier. A bandolier still filled with makeshift black powder bombs. Nakar's sword wasn't far away either, and an idea began to formulate in my mind.
Hey, Tyrion!
I asked the silver dragon telepathically.
Is that assist offer still on the table?
That wasn't what I just did,
Tyrion teased as he took out another row of orcs.
All I need is a light, I smirked.
Just tell me when and I'll be right over.
I scrambled back onto my feet, sheathed my sea glass blade, and ran over to Nakar's body. Then I picked up his iron sword from the ground before I dashed over to the bandolier. The leather sash was way heavier than it looked, but I wrapped it around my body anyways as I ran.
What's the matter? Gergen snarled from behind me. Finally showing your true colors, you chicken shit.
No, I was just trying to get this asshole away from the main battle because I didn't want my friends in the crossfire. More cannonballs slammed into the sand as I fled, but none of them came even close to hitting their mark, and I glanced back over my shoulder as I ran to see Gergen gaining on me quickly. I also saw the beautifully gory scene as my cavalry met the orc army on the beach. Several orc bodies were tossed into the air like rag dolls by the dragons, while others lost their heads or were skewered by the blades of my crewmates.
Tyrion, I called out telepathically. I think I need that assist, like, now.
On it,
Tyrion declared. Once I felt I was far enough away from the main battle, I skidded to a stop and turned to face Gergen. Then I took a fighting stance as I held the iron sword with one hand and the bandolier with the other.
Those weapons are too much for your little hands, Gergen snarled as he ran at me full tilt. Only real men like us can handle those things, just like our giant dicks.
You handle each other's dicks,
I snorted, and dug my feet into the ground. The comment seemed to only enrage Gergen as he picked up his pace exponentially.
That's right. Come on.
I was only going to get one shot at this, so I had to make it count. I could see Tyrion and Mira headed my way, and the dragon already had small sparks of flame coming out of his mouth. If I mistimed this by even a second, I was screwed. I held my ground against the charging orc as he sprinted toward me with murder in his eyes. Then, when he was only a few paces away, I executed my plan. I tossed the bandolier backward up into the sky as hard as I could, and it hung in the air for a moment, before Tyrion made a pass with a quick, small shot of flames. Gergen tried to jump up on me, but I was ready for him. I fell back onto the ground, pressed my boots into his chest, and sent him tumbling across the sandy beach. Then I spun around, charged the fucker, and stabbed the sword straight into his gut before he could retaliate. Gergen let out a wail of pain as the blade pierced his stomach, but more importantly, it pinned him deep into the ground. Now, I just needed to get the fuck out of here. I hightailed it away from the writhing orc and turned around to watch the glorious scene. The bandolier landed a few feet away from Gergen, with the fuses on the bombs now lit. The fucker's eyes went wide as he yanked the sword out of his stomach and turned to flee, but it was too late. There was an explosion of sand, blood, and guts as the bombs went off, and Gergen was obliterated.
Holy shit!
Mira called down from her mount on Tyrion. Holy shit was right. For a second there, I wasn't sure that was going to work.
Nice job, Ben.
Tyrion applauded.
They'll be finding pieces of that guy for the next 10 season cycles.
Haroop!
I heard the sound of the Chera women's call from back on the battlefield, and as I looked back down the beach, my heart swelled with pride. The orcs were retreating. Their ranks had been thinned immensely, and their ships were headed back the way they came. Much to my amusement, the ships were leaving their comrades behind. Several of the green bastards swam out into the open water as they called out for their crewmates. But the ships didn't stop for anybody. Meanwhile, I saw the Chera women, George, Swaer, and the crew of the Dragon Queen, as they stood on the shoreline. They were all taunting the orcs as they fled, and some of them even fired arrows into the water at the green bastards. Huh. Fuck. I panted, as I fell down onto my knees, exhausted. Somehow, some way, we'd won. The land dragons had returned to the Chero Island, and I had a sneaking suspicion the orcs were never coming back. Huh! What a fucking day.